It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us. Very honored to say the one and only Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden. How are you, Bruce?
I'm very well, actually. Yeah, pottering along, not doing much at the moment, except lots of talking.
Well, thank you for doing the talking with me this evening. We're here to talk about the new Iron Maiden record, Senjutsu. And there was quite a bit of intrigue leading up to announcing this record. What made being playful about the new album so much fun for you?
Well, that kind of snuck up on us because the album was done in between two tours, obviously pre all this pandemic stuff and everything. So we had no clue it was going to end up coming out when it is coming out. And at the same time, you know, we had this song, you know, writing on the wall. And when the pandemic happened, you know, we'd already made the decision that was going to be the first cut off the record. I said to my manager, Rod, I said, you know, we actually kind of ended up as, this is kind of weirdly prophetic. I don't know, you know, maybe that's actually the role, maybe that's the Bible for you, you know, in that, yes, it is actually full of prophecies, because we tend to repeat all the Bible stories over and over again because we're just human beings. But given that, we got a real shot at doing something maybe interesting, because it's not going to be a conventional world for a couple of years at least. That's what provoked us to go out and do the animated video. Well, sort of almost mini movie, actually.
It was so cool.
So we did that, and that was really good fun, super creative. Great bunch of people to work with, everybody from, you know, the Pixar, ex-Pixar guys, and then the, you know, the Blink Inc. people who we're working with on a couple of other ongoing projects, actually, even now. So that's really opened up a whole new vista for us. It's really quite exciting. And actually possibilities that are, in some ways, even separate to an album. But for now, it's, you know, this album is front and center. For me, it's a better album than the Book of Souls, which went down very well. But I think this has got just more depth and breadth of songs on it. It's got more of just about everything that people would want from us, I think. So yeah, it's got like something a little different, like Writing on the Wall, which. I think people were sort of like, wow, is the whole album going to sound like that? No. <You know? laughs> and I think people have already heard that there's like four, like 9, 10, 11 minute tracks on it, you know, and yes, there are. But there's some really great stuff on all of the record. I mean, and even the long tracks. I mean, if you're, you know, you're all in for this record or not at all. I mean, you can go and pick out your bits on Spotify if you want, but we're an album band, and you know, an album is a journey. It's a place in time where a bunch of musicians are at, and it's a work that they create, and it's designed to be listened to in, you know, in its entirety, and then you can pick it apart. But that's why we end up doing albums the way we do them, and we still think in terms of you know, side one, side two, side three, side four. Because vinyl, funnily enough, made you think in terms of a story and drama in the way you put, even the, you know, the way you put the songs together in terms of the order. I don't know whether people even bother with doing that anymore with records now, because people have a kind of like, you know, pick and choose thing where they'll just pick up odd bits here, there and everywhere. But we don't subscribe to that, you know, so we're going to make that difficult for people by doing all these immensely long songs. You know, we don't care.
Full Metal Jackie, Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden with us. The 17th Iron Maiden record, Senjutsu, is out now. We're celebrating its release on the show. New music from it right now, Stratego. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bruce Dickinson is my guest on the show this week. The new Iron Maiden record is called Senjutsu. And although the circumstances of making this album were different than the last one, when you had cancer, this time you were still recuperating from an injury. What changes about one's artistry when their health is afflicted?
Well, I mean, I just come off the first kind of Legacy of the Beast tour, all through the previous summer. So I'd been, you know, working my voice pretty hard. It was, frankly, it was doing pretty good, you know. So I wasn't, you know, worried about the voice in the slightest. I mean, I was just like, no, let's really get stuck in. I really want to get wailing on this, you know. So that didn't bother me. I mean, I had a couple of other injuries. I busted my Achilles tendon. It snapped in half, you know, like 2-inch break on one leg a couple of days before I finished the vocals. So I finished the lead vocals of two tracks with my my leg in a boot, standing on crutches.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing was, the American tour was actually just under 4 months away when I busted it. So my worry was not finishing the album. My worry was, how the hell am I going to walk? Followed by, how the hell am I going to run around on stage? So we had a physio come to every single show to try and get me. I mean, I got so much advice about my Achilles tendon, or what was left of it, you know. But, we got through the shows and nobody really noticed. In fact, nobody did notice until kind of word got out. You know, did you know that a year ago he actually did, you know, a kind of a semi-world tour with a busted Achilles tendon, or just straight out of surgery, you know? But no, every time I see a footballer or somebody that has an injury like that, Achilles injury, I'm like, wow, you know, buddy, you know, as a professional athlete gets an injury, I'm like, holy moly, it's a really nasty one, you know. Doesn't hurt that much, to be honest with you. Not really, but it takes forever to rehab it.
Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden with us. The new Maiden record, Senjutsu, is out now. Still to come tonight, music from Judas Priest, Black Sabbath. Going to check out a new tune from Spirit Box next, and we'll have more with Bruce. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden on the show with us this week, and we were talking about the video earlier, and Pixar tends to prompt thoughts of Disney, not Iron Maiden and Eddie. What aspects of their ability made you sure they could bring to life your idea of the writing on the wall video?
It was a couple of guys that used to work for Pixar. I stress, used to work for Pixar. They no longer work for Pixar. Mark Andrews, who storyboarded the whole thing, he did eight initial storyboards based on my story. So I wrote the story. We took it to Mark, and then effectively they acted as kind of executive producers. So they located the animation companies, and we basically made a choice of which one we were going to go with to do the hard grind of producing the animation. And that was an English company called Blink Inc. And they're extremely talented in their own right. But in terms of the supervision of the project and the keeping the story straight, as it were, then that was my role with them, was to do that. And it was great. I mean, the thing about working for a company like Pixar, obviously they get very technically proficient, but the one thing that they are above technical proficiency and everything else is they are story driven. And when I write a song, every song I write has a story, even if it's only in my head. And that enables me to animate it when I sing it, because I'm telling a story. Now, they absolutely got that, and they were really crucial at keeping the story on track. In fact, I'll give you an example. So just before I give you the example, so we obviously had lots of Zoom calls, and we recorded all the Zoom calls real time, no mucking and editing and everything else. So what you have now is you have more or less a complete record of the creation of this video, complete with snafus and oops, and oh my God, we screwed up there, and we don't like that, we do like this. And you can see the process. We've actually cut a documentary which I think is going out in one of our packages, I believe. I mean, but we cut a documentary together, which is really cool, about the process. And it's raw, as you like, footage from all of those original things. It's quite fascinating. But one of the early things was when I did the storyboard, you know, I had these, the kind of the four bikers of the apocalypse at the beginning, you know. And I couldn't quite figure out how to introduce them at the beginning of the video, because they appeared about halfway through, and it kind of pissed me off, because I was just like, you know, they should be there at the beginning, but how the hell do we get them in? Like, what's the excuse for getting them in there at the beginning? Because we've got our kind of Gandalf, Obi-Wan character guy at the beginning, Daniel, if you like, whatever. I said, how the hell do we get them in there at the beginning? Anyway, it niggled me, but I submitted the storyline anyway. And the first storyboard that I got back was, we've had an idea, and they went, we're going to make the circling buzzards turn into, drop like a stone, summoned by Gandalf, Obi-Wan, where he summons them with the bird that's on his shoulder. That's how they're in at the beginning of the video, because they should be in earlier. And I was like, you know what, mate? You first of all, you spotted the gaping hole in the storyboard, and then you fixed it, which means that you're thinking exactly the same way I'm thinking, which means I really like you guys, because, you know, you fixed a deliberate, it wasn't exactly a deliberate mistake, but, you know, I didn't flag that up, and you picked it up straight away, and great idea. So we kind of have to do the Lord of the Rings analogy, you know, these circling vultures, they're like the Nazgul, and then they come down and morph into bikers, you know. So it's pretty cool, you know. I thought, these are cool guys.
Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden with us. We're celebrating the new Maiden record, Senjutsu, which is out now. Still to come tonight, music from Carcass. We'll have the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll hear a new tune from Powerwolf. Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checking in next for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. And of course, we'll have more with Bruce Dickinson. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden with us. We're talking about the new record, Senjutsu. And the record was actually recorded 2 years ago. Since then, what made you avoid the temptation to revisit and potentially reconfigure songs?
We didn't have access to it. Simple as that. None of us had a copy of the record, because we knew we were going to have to sit on the record for a while. And we were so paranoid about security and the internet and, you know, people ripping it. As soon as you let the record be heard by anybody, you are at risk,
right,
of it leaking, you know. So basically, apart from myself and Steve, nobody in the band heard it, because they'd all gone home. We mixed it, and I was in the studio when we finished the last track, and myself and Steve sat back and listened to the mix, and then we listened to the mix again, and then that was it. And the next time I heard the album at all was, a couple of years later.
So had you want to listen at all during that time, or did you think it was?
Of course, you're curious, because of the, God, you know, I'd just like to hear it, but nobody had a copy. Nobody. Steve, I think, had a copy, and one copy, you know, locked on some secure laptop somewhere. And when he was mixing the live album, Knights of the Dead, that we put out, then I popped in while he was mixing it, and I said, tell you what, while you're here, should we just spin up the album? And he went, yeah, go on. And he'd only listened to it once since. So we put it up there, and we went, you know what, this is pretty damn good. I had a copy of the, a kind of a low-res copy of Writing on the Wall that they shipped over to me. Because as I was doing the storyboard, I said, okay, I know I wrote the words, I said, but I can't remember every single note of all the bits that went in the middle. I actually do need a copy of the damn song if we're going to do a storyline and a storyboard to the video. And I went, oh, okay then, you know. But yeah, it was, we were really, really tight on security with it.
Iron Maiden's 17th record, Senjutsu, is out now. Bruce Dickinson with us. Quick break coming up this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Judas Priest, Motorhead, Saxon, and more with the one and only Bruce Dickinson. It's Full Metal Jackie, Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden with us, talking about the new Iron Maiden record, Senjutsu. And like the last time, Senjutsu was written, rehearsed, then recorded one song at a time. How does that singular focus benefit your performances for the better?
That's a very good question. It's difficult to say whether it benefits it for the better or not. It's a different way of working. It enables you to create more complex songs and work, I suppose, you work quicker. And the old way of recording a record, you know, we got like 4, 9 minute, 10 minute tracks on this. You know, we would have been spending months in a rehearsal room, learning every song, and then we'd go into the studio, and then we would have to relearn all the songs we'd forgot, because the last thing we'd done was like an 11 minute epic. And there's another 90 minutes of stuff going as well before that. So you end up in a sort of frustrating, vicious circle. If you insist that everything has to be rehearsed as if it was live, you're in a studio. You know, there's a lot of stuff we do in a studio that we take advantage of the fact that we're in a studio. We're creating things in a studio that we don't do live. I mean, there are versions of me on the album. There's like layer of 6 or 7 of me doing these sort of like ethereal vocal harmonies. You know, I have news for you. There's only one of me live, you know. So, you know, even when we did like years ago, like Run to the Hills, you know, there's the multi-layered vocal harmonies there. All of them are me, but there's only one of me on stage. So pretending that the studio is live and live is the studio, for me is, you know, you might as well just junk that concept. Now, having said that, all of these songs are playable live. I mean, we're Maiden. We wouldn't do a song if it wasn't playable live. So when we come to play the songs live, as I hope we will, then, you know, it'll be a question of us, you know, learning our own songs off the album, basically.
It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Iron Maiden record, Senjutsu, is out now. Coming up next, we'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Plus, we'll have new music from We Came as Romans and more with my guest, Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson. It's Full Metal Jackie, Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden with us on the show this week, talking about the new Iron Maiden record, Senjutsu. And double albums are beginning to become habit for Iron Maiden. How does that longer format allow you to better make a cohesive musical statement?
Well, it's we work until we run out of ideas. And when we've run out of ideas that we think are valid, then we stop. That's it, you know. and it's like, you know, there's no plan to it. No, we don't go, oh, we're going to make a double album, you know, any more than, you know, we go into a song and go, yeah, this one's going to be 4 minutes, this one's going to be 5.5. This, you know, we just don't think like that. And we're, you know, some of the songs, I mean, like some songs on the album, you go, wow, I thought that song was like 6 or 7 minutes long. It turns out it was 5. And then you got the song that's like 7 or 8 minutes long. And you think, it was like 5.5 minutes. That's 8. Are you kidding me? You know, so the way that things, you know, the way you measure it, something with a stopwatch is not the way that you measure it with your brain if you're excited about things. The same way, you know, when you go into a movie and you can get a 90 minute movie that you're looking at your watch after 45 minutes going, oh really, oh, you know, and then you get another one that could be, you know, 2 hours, 2.25 hours, and you go, oh, I haven't looked at my watch hardly once, wow, you know. It just depends on the intensity and how interesting it is.
Bruce Dickinson with us. Pick up the new Iron Maiden record, Senjutsu. Bruce, such an honor to have you on the show. And, you know, I read about you being ill, and I just wanted to say I hope that you feel better.
No, I'm feeling great. I mean, everybody, it's really nice that everybody is so concerned. But I mean, you know, I've been double vaccinated, and I just picked up this bug along with, you know, thousands of other people every day. So, you know, I sit and watch daytime TV and improve my pinball score and just get over it. But, I'm just like, okay, it's a pain in the butt, you know, that I can't go out and wander around because you might, you know, there's a few days when you might give it to somebody else and they might give it to somebody else and then somebody might get really sick. So, you know, but honestly, if you've had a double vaccination and you're pretty healthy, you know, it's kind of like a mild case of the flu and relatively short-lived in my case, I hope, you know. I mean, so, yeah, it's fine. But I would say that, you know, I'm really running out of reasons for anybody to go, I'm definitely not having the vaccine. No, I think if you get a chance to go and have the vaccine, which everybody does, then just go do it, not just for your sake, but for everybody else's. But that is a personal opinion. There you go.
Well, I'm glad you're okay and catching up on all that daytime television. so thank you so much for doing this, Bruce, and good luck with this record and looking forward to when you guys will be out on the road again. So thank you again.
Me too. I cannot wait. I might be out seeing you. I'm going to be cryptic on this. I might be out sooner rather than later. But
no. Fingers crossed. I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It's our secret.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
All right. Thanks.
Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.